Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Happy weekend.
Yes, happy weekend to you. It's my first, I've had a few weekends in Chicago now. I just moved to Chicago.
And how's it going?
It's good. So this weekend we went to this movie theater down the street that plays old movies and some indie movies. And so we saw Rear Window, the Hitchcock movie this weekend. So that's a cool Chicago thing that I found that I really like. It's called the Magic Box Theater.
Do they only play old movies?
No, I think they play some indie movies and probably some new movies too. But they all look like really smart and artsy, and I don't really know a lot of them.
So like Columbia's Ragtag?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we said. We compared it to Ragtag, which was fun. And they have like beer and coffee and cool snacks and things like that. So it's pretty fun. I guess they do Rocky Horror sometimes.
Oh, I bet that's a big deal.
Yeah, I've never done that.
People really like that movie, but I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, I've only seen it like once or twice, so.
I think it's really weird.
That's fair.
I wish more movie theaters had beer as a selection item.
I know. I think that would be, it's like a fun activity.
We went to the movies last night. And every time we go to the movies, it reminds me of being like 12 again, because that's what we would do at that age, just like
yeah,
at the movies. And so there was like a girl there who was dressed up, clearly waiting for someone. She might have been like 13 or 14. And I felt really, I was just like, I like stayed outside to make sure that like her date came, because I just didn't want her to be sad. Not that I would have done anything, but I just like felt her anxiety with her.
Did he show up? Did it look like they were having a good time?
Yeah, he showed up and they went in and she seemed excited. So,
okay,
you know,
good.
I'm hoping that that's the beginning of a beautiful preteen romance.
I bet it is.
Or something. I'm not sure. So you moved from New York to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you drove, which is insane.
Yes, it was really insane.
How long did it take?
It took us 2 days, and we rented a U-Haul and hired movers to pack up the U-Haul, and we hired movers to unpack the U-Haul, and I value movers so much, and at this point in my life would pay like any amount of money for them, because when you're in college, you can just like throw all your stuff in a car and carry it wherever, because you don't really have a lot of furniture and you're sharing with roommates and stuff like that. But now I have accumulated some furniture, like a couch and a bed that I wanted to take with me, and tables and dressers, like a couple things, you know? And so I can't just like move that by myself. And I think I would lose a lot of friends if I asked them to move it for me. So,
I have like a serious issue with people who like rely on their friends. I mean, I guess it's fine. I don't know.
I feel like it's not their responsibility. Like it's my stuff and I chose to move.
Yeah.
You guys are wonderful people who always help me through everything, but I don't want to ask you guys to lift my couch down 2 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
It like makes me uncomfortable.
That's how I felt too.
Yeah.
We moved last fall and we hired movers for the first time and it was incredible. It was the best decision. Even though it was really expensive, it was totally worth it.
Yeah. I feel like it is life changing, and you know, it's like several hundred dollars. It's certainly not cheap, but I was moving across the country, so I was going to be spending, you know, a lot of money anyway. And that kind of worked out the cheapest for me, to hire a truck that we drove ourselves, but to hire movers.
Yeah.
Kind of worked out better than hiring movers to move at all, because I don't have that much stuff that I, you know, it's not like a family of four. So I didn't feel the need to hire movers cross country. I guess if I had the money, I would have, because it's a lot easier, but I just didn't have the money for that. And so
one thing that's nice about that is that they come and like give you an estimate by looking at your stuff. And so they did that for us. Like they came and looked at our stuff and it was like, you know, half packed, but not, I mean, not really packed at that point. And they have to basically stick to the estimate. I guess our contract said that they could go a couple $100 over, but
okay.
It, so we ended up having a lot more stuff than what they estimated, but it was fine because they already gave us a contract.
Okay, that's interesting. I did, well, my movers, I guess I just paid by the hour, so they kind of estimated how long that would take. And
oh yeah.
So we just, if we went over, like, and then it was like in 15-minute increments after that or something, but they went pretty fast. And I don't think it even took the full 2 hours, maybe just about 2 hours.
So how is your place coming together?
Good. It's coming together really well. I'm really excited. It's so I've been here, what, 4, 5, 6 weeks, I guess, now total. And my parents came up one of the first weekends I was here, which was hugely helpful and yeah. wonderful. And they helped me hang curtains, and my mom took me to IKEA. So we got like storage and things up on the walls. I just felt so overwhelmed. I felt like I couldn't do it by myself.
It is
like,
really overwhelming.
Yeah. And so just to have that help was like just wonderful. And then after that, it got a lot easier. And so I just had places to put things and I'm finished unpacking. And now I'm getting ready to enter Apartment Therapy's Small Cool Spaces contest, which is one of my favorite things on the internet. And
yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I just like you when you enter it.
Yeah, it's really fun to look at. So yeah, so if you have a less than 1,000 square foot house, you can enter this contest and you submit like 4 or 5 pictures in your floor plan to Apartment Therapy and they post it for a few weeks and you can go online and vote for people. And so I'm putting stuff on the walls and like accessorizing and things like that. And I don't have everything exactly the way I want it. Like there's still a lot of stuff that I do want to do, but I kind of had to cut my losses because that takes a lot of money. And I saw this wonderful thing that Emily Henderson, that blogger that we like, she does design blog. She said she tells her clients all the time to do what you can afford. And that really hit home. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't spend all my money on apartment yeah. stuff all at once. So, but I think, you know, I still am really, really happy with how it is. There's just, you know, a few more projects that I want to get to at some point, but.
I just read somewhere on the internet that your furniture should look like it was acquired over time.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't be like matchy matchy or whatever, which I'm not sure I agree because I really, really like symmetry, but.
Right.
That made me feel better about being like, okay, well I'm at this period of my life now where I'm acquiring furniture over time.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, when we're at the age where we're kind of staying in one place longer and obviously you live with your husband. So like you guys are accumulating furniture for yourself and I'm living alone. And so it's, you know, all my space. And so it's kind of at a point where you are keeping furniture and holding on to it. And you're not just getting free stuff you throw out every time you move.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because before AJ moved in with me in Ligonier, but it was very much like his furniture and my furniture, my very little furniture that I had. And so we went to IKEA, you know, like pretty soon after we moved and we were like making decisions that, you know, like we bought a bed and before that we just had a box spring and a mattress on the floor. So like that was like a pretty big life improvement yeah. and probably something we'll hold on to for a while. So
yeah, no, and I really think it does make a difference. I think so much of your happiness, if you're in a place you really enjoy, it just helps a lot. And so it's nice to like yeah. have a bed you picked out and feel good about and it feels more grown up and more permanent. I think it just feels nice.
Even just like if we have like money left over in our grocery budget for the week, I always buy fresh flowers.
And
like
that is so nice.
Having that in the house like makes me feel better when I walk in. It's just yeah. like, oh, it's so nice.
I love that. Okay, so my cat eats live plants. Like every time I get flowers, he like runs after them and smells them and eats them. So I can't really get live flowers very often, but I have a lot of like silk flowers in my apartment that I love. And I do get flowers sometimes. Obviously if someone brings them to me, which is really nice, or if I just get them to feel good, but I have to be very, very careful about like where they are in my house because he will just like go after them, which is a weird thing to worry about.
I hated silk flowers until I visited you in your second apartment in New York, your first solo apartment.
Yeah.
And your silk flowers are so pretty. Like they, I don't know if they're better quality or whatever, but they look real, like all of your daisies.
Yeah, thanks. I really like those a lot.
Yeah, they're really pretty. So we actually have one container of silk daisies too that I totally copied you on
Go
because
for
yours
it.
looked so good.
That's awesome. That's good. I actually,
Yeah.
I bought like a giant fake tree this weekend from Michael's because I wanted something big and green and lifelike, but I can't have a big plant because it can be dangerous for my cat that eats them. And so I was talking to my mom about it and was like, "Mom, I think I'm gonna get this big fake tree like for my apartment." And she was like, "Oh God, they look awful. It looks like a doctor's office. Be really careful about what you pick out." And so I went and looked at their selection and I think it looks okay. Like from far away, I think it looks pretty good. Obviously, if you get up close, it looks like a fake tree, but it's kind of
Yeah, I think the
jungly.
key there is to make sure it's dusted.
Yes, that's such a good point. That's a really good point, just to keep it
Because, like,
clean.
I only really notice when plants are fake is if they're, like, dusty.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I have some silk flowers in this like vase right now, and you can clearly see the bottom of the stems that are like fake, but maybe I'll put
Oh,
like
yeah.
marbles or something in there just so that it's disguised, or maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to th I think ours are in a clear base, but you could also, if it was like a permanent thing, you could just like throw some hot glue down there and then it'll look like water.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Cool.
So, when we moved, I had like looked up moving tips on the internet because I am obsessive with research, and one of the like tips was like label all your boxes and have like a master list with what's inside each
I
box.
did that once.
Right. And so then and the so the whole idea is then when the movers come and you can like check off the number of boxes and like make sure that you have the right number. Well, so the movers got to our apartment and started unloading and I didn't look at that list once. Like it was
I
so
know. That's how
pointless.
I felt too. I had this huge list of what was in each box. I numbered all the boxes, had the list. I didn't check off a single box. I didn't count them. And so,
Yeah.
like, later I was like, oh, maybe I have all my boxes. But it's like, I don't know. It's like they don't usually lose a box. We didn't go very far the first time when I moved in Brooklyn. This time we went far, but it was all our, we brought the boxes. So,
Yeah.
I felt like, and then so this time I tried kind of to write what was in the boxes on the boxes, but then at one point we just got tired and we're like, I don't know, just pack it. And so we just didn't,
Yeah,
but it
I don't
worked
think I'm going to
out.
waste time like doing that again, ever.
Yeah, there were some things I needed and couldn't find, like my baking sheets. I like could not find for so long. I think I had forgotten to pack them and put them in a random box, so I just honestly just bought new ones down the street for like cheap baking sheets when I needed them one day, and that was the only thing
Yeah,
I
I
really
mean,
couldn't
baking
find.
sheets are pretty
Right.
good. So, did you have anything break?
Yes, I did. I had a couple things break. I had okay, so my man, so Jules and I worked for the Man Eater in college, our school newspaper, and I had a framed front page of the Man Eater, and that frame broke, but
Oh.
the page is like intact. So I ended up getting just a new frame for it, and that kind of I got to keep everything inside of it, which was good. But that did break,
Yeah.
and the glass broke. I think I had a lamp that broke also, but nothing hugely important.
Yeah, we had one wine glass break. And I bought like a special wine glass box with like sleeves and it, I mean, whatever. I mean, it kept everything else fine, so I guess it worked mostly. And then we had a mirror break, which then I automatically was like, oh God, we're gonna have 7 years bad luck
That's
in
what
this
I was
new
just
apartment.
thinking. I didn't want to say
But so far so good. So I've replaced the mirror and I don't know, we don't really need 16 wine glasses probably, so we're good.
it. Okay. Good. Yeah, I had some cheap wine glasses from IKEA for a long time, and those ended up breaking. But my cousin got me wine glasses for Christmas one year, got me like a box of beautiful wine glasses, and so I had those in a box for a long time because even in our apartment, maybe in college, because I didn't want to break them, and so I was like using the cheap wine glasses so I wouldn't break the other wine glasses. But now that I'm like
Right.
settled in a nice place that has room, I like have those out, and so that's, nice, I guess.
Yeah, that is nice. So how did Cisco, Ray's cat, do on the way to, on the trip, on the moving trip?
Well, he was a little terrified, but he did. He was like kind of a champ. And we had like a dog crate for him, basically. And so he had a little
It
cage
was
and he
pretty
had,
big.
it was pretty big. It was for like a smallish dog. So also for my like fattish cat. And he had his cat bed and then like a litter box. And we had like a water bowl and stuff for him. But he was so terrified. He like didn't move the whole time. He like sat in his cat bed and like shoved his head down in a corner so he didn't have to see anything and just like stayed there the whole time, which was pretty sad while it was happening. But he's doing fine. I mean, he's doing fine. And so I had the litter box for him, like a little litter box in case he had to go to the bathroom, and we tried to get him to drink water because I didn't want him to get dehydrated, but he just like was too scared. He just like didn't really do anything. So he just like huddled in the corner, and I like would try to like comfort him, and Michael, my boyfriend, drove with me and helped me, and he would try to get him to drink water and would sit with him and stuff like that. But I was more nervous about him. I had nightmares leading up to moving that he was going to get out of the truck and get like lost in the highway, and I was like way more stressed out about him than anything else.
Well,
But
he's like a living creature that you have to keep alive.
And so, but he did pretty well. And then we stayed in a hotel. We took 2 days to drive, and so we stayed in a hotel and let him out around in the hotel. And the only really tough spot was getting him back in the cage the next morning because he was like, I know what's happening and I'm not going to fall for it again. And so that was kind of rough. But then he just, sat in his little corner. And then we got here and put him in the bathroom while everything was being unloaded. And then after that, he kind of took a little while to come out and explore. But it really wasn't as bad as it could have been. He was scared
It
on the
seemed like
trip, but.
he was like really scared for a few days when you moved in Brooklyn. Did he adjust
Yes.
faster this time
I think he did
once you got
adjust
there?
faster. I think he did. I think he came out a lot faster and explored a lot more, a lot quicker. And even when I first got him, he was my brother's cat in Kansas City, and I brought him from Kansas City to Brooklyn, and he was under my bed for like 2 or 3 days then.
Oh,
So
I
maybe it's
forgot
getting
that.
easier each time. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like giving him life skills, I feel like.
Maybe. He's a pretty hardy cat, I think. He is like soft and squishy, but he's a trooper. So he did okay.
That's good. I'm glad he's adjusted.
Thanks.
What is your favorite part about the city so far?
That's like a really good question.
You've
Well, I
done a lot. I feel like
really.
you've like been out and about a lot, which is good.
It has been good. I really, really like my neighborhood a lot. I'm in Lakeview and it's really nice and pretty, and there's a lot of restaurants and shops and bars, and I can
Where
walk
is
to them.
Lakeview?
It's a northwest a little bit of downtown. So it's like a little bit west of the lake and a little bit north of like the downtown part. I'm like still learning my geography, so I don't know totally where everything is, but
Well, it's sort of near Wrigley Field, right?
So we went to a Cubs game one of the first weeks I was here, and we just walked. It's like a 10-minute walk, maybe, or 15 minutes, if that. And so actually tomorrow we're going to a Cubs game. So we'll just like walk down the street and then we'll be there. So it gets like, I guess, really crazy and crowded and busy and full of people with the Cubs games during the summer. But I'm like on a side street a little bit, so I don't. It's not like,
Oh, that's
right
good.
outside my window. I'm not exactly sure what my favorite part is really about the city yet. I like that everything's pretty. It's like there's a lot of flowers blooming and grass and trees. I don't know how Chicago coordinated and got everything to look beautiful all at the same time, but it's like everywhere you go, it's there's something pretty to look at,
That's
which is
good.
really nice.
I feel like spring is the best time to move because it's just like, I mean, I guess there's a chance of rain on moving day, but like it's, I think spring anywhere other than maybe California is like the prettiest time to like explore a new city.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the winter was so bad here that it's so everyone's like so relieved to be outside again, I think. And it's so nice, like when the weather is really nice, it's so fun to go outside and do a lot of things. I didn't entirely miss the snow though, which was pretty upsetting. It like snowed in April after a couple weeks after I got here, which
Yeah,
is
we had
crazy.
snow really late this year too. But one of my favorite that was one of my favorite things about moving east from San Diego was that springtime is this glorious time of year where everyone is so happy and like smiley, and like that doesn't happen in California because it's always
Oh,
nice.
funny.
So like when we were at Mizzou and like spring happened our freshman year or whatever, and everyone was outside and like really happy. It was like such a magical experience for me because I
It
had
is, yeah.
never seen that before.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was cool. It's cool. It's like spring is still one of my favorite hall or seasons for that reason.
Yeah, it's so true. We went outside last weekend and we spent one of the days like almost completely outside, and you're right, it is just full of happy people coming out like from hibernation and being really excited about it.
Okay, so you move, people unload your stuff, your cat adjusts, and then how did you come up with your decorating plan?
Well, I thought about it like a really I was really really excited to move and like start over and redecorate stuff because I like stuff like that. And so I don't what was my plan was basically my plan is always to focus on what you really really like and buy stuff that you really, really love, which sounds, I guess, like obviously you would do that, but I think that kind of helps everything come together and makes your home more you. Because I, you know, a lot of places, you know, everyone shops at IKEA and a lot of people are looking at the same blogs and everything kind of ends up looking similar, I think. And maybe even my house looks similar to other people, but it's filled with stuff that I really, really like. So it's like, it's my style and it's me. And so I actually, so I have like a couch and bed and things that I brought with me, but I needed a lot of storage. And so I kind of just picked out a cabinet at IKEA that I liked and bought it and then kind of figured out where to put it once I got home, which is maybe not the best advice, but it kind of worked out this
I
time.
mean, if it works out.
And then I kind of I like impulse bought a rug that I liked. I like went to Target and saw this big area rug and was like, oh yeah, that looks good. I'll take it. And so I just like that's you know that kind of starts the process. So then I have this rug that I like. So then I needed ottoman. So I was like, well, these look nice and go with the rug. And so I kind of build one step at a time based on. Yeah, I think if you see something and you really, really love it, that's a good sign. You should act on it maybe, and then build
Yeah,
on
no, I don't
that.
think that's that obvious because I'm like really afraid to commit to decorating. Like, I just overthink it and I'm like, well, so our carpet is this like, it sort of reminds me of like the Desert Storm Marine uniforms in that it's like gray and white and like brown and like polka dot. I don't know. It's not obviously polka dotted, but there's a lot of colors going on. And I'm just like so afraid to commit to a rug because I don't know what's going to go with the carpet. And I think I just need to like find a rug I like and go with it because nothing is ever going to go with this carpet ever.
Yeah, you can also like Lowe's and Home Depot if you don't. I mean, if I don't, maybe you totally love this carpet and that's great. But if you
No, I
move into
definitely
a
don't.
place that has carpet you're like not crazy about, you can buy like giant carpet squares basically, and they might even be able to like cut it for you. I'm not totally sure. And it's like just like a cream color or whatever, and you can get it to be
That's what
like
you
8 by 10
did
or
in you.
in Columbia. And it was like basically wall to wall essentially, and you just cut this giant carpet and you just don't install it. You just use it like a rug
Lay it on
basically.
top.
So that can help you
That's
kind of
good.
change the color, and that way you're not like, you know, if you're renting, you kind of protect their carpet because you have another layer that you can walk on and spill on and whatever, and not have to, you know, stain the carpet that isn't yours. But, and even if you don't, even if it's not wall to wall, if you kind of get that as like a giant area rug, but then you can also put rugs on top of that too, like you can layer stuff.
That's a good idea. I should look into that because that's one of our biggest problems is that the carpet is really badly stained from the previous tenants and it we like it's stained in places where like it wouldn't make sense to cover with a rug. So it's just like this bright pink, I don't know, candy nail polish. I'm not
Oh,
quite
wow.
sure.
Yeah.
Like there's just like these spots everywhere, but okay, so you should buy what you love and work
Yeah.
around it.
Yeah. Accumulate, and I think
And
you're right about accumulating stuff. Like, you don't all have to do it all at once. So, if you have stuff you love, get rid of what you don't and slowly replace it with things you really like. And I think that's a good way to go about it. I also think, like, if you get a bunch of disjointed furniture, you can paint it and that unifies it all. Like, you talked about matching. Like, if you've got four different end tables from your parents' house, like I do. Like, I got a lot of furniture from my wonderful parents who had it in their garage or in their house and didn't need it anymore. And so I got to have it. And so I painted, I had like a wooden end table and a black one and a white one and a this and that one. So I just painted them all white. And now they all look like they go together, even though they're all different tables that came from
That's
different
good.
places.
I'm obsessed with the idea of painting furniture, but I haven't actually committed to that either.
I love painting stuff because it's a cheap way to change the look of something. And it's like we don't have a lot of money to spend on redoing our apartment. It's not like HGTV over here. And so, but I can spend like $40 on paint and redo that, and then it's a lot different than how you started with.
So do you use regular wall paint?
Yeah, I use an interior paint and a satin because
In
it's
a
a little
satin,
hardier,
okay.
yeah, and easier to clean.
Do you do a primer and like a glossy coat too, or just the paint?
Well, I guess I've mostly been doing just the paint. If you're painting like a really dark color to a really light color, you might want to do a primer first. I also like the white I have, I think is actually a primer, and I just used that and left it because it looked nice. So
Okay, that's
I just
keto.
like use the primer by itself. Yeah, but then so my kitchen table and chairs that I repainted, I just painted just that color paint. But I think it had the primer built in. It was like an interior paint plus primer.
Okay.
And so I just used that and did a couple coats of that, and that worked out just fine. But I think I am gonna do a like a poly, I don't even know what to call it, polythane, polyurethane, something coating on the top, just a clear protective coating.
Yeah.
So I
Well,
think I will
especially
do
with
that.
food.
Right.
I
Especially,
mean,
yeah.
like, I'm just thinking if something spills on there, like, it will protect the wood or it'll
Yeah.
protect the paint from chipping.
Exactly. Yeah. And easier to clean and stuff like that. And so I haven't done it yet,
Yeah.
but that is my plan too. And I think it would be smart just so I stop obsessing about chipping it.
My understanding is that polyurethane takes a long time to dry and needs to be done
Oh,
outside, says my
interesting.
dad.
Okay.
I like, for our wedding, we had those cornhole boards. Cornhole is like this game in Pennsylvania where you toss a beanbag back and forth into a wooden ramp with a hole in it. And I bought those unpainted and we painted, or I did not. My dad and AJ, my husband, painted them. And I had bought like polyurethane paint or something, like based paint or something. And apparently that was unusable inside our house. I mean, actually painting it, not like something that had been painted with it. So
Okay,
do it outside
yeah.
is my advice for that.
I just spray painted this frame that I had, and that obviously has to be done outside because it's very fumey, and it's like spray paint, so the spray gets everywhere. And so I did that out.
Right.
Now I have like an alleyway and like a walkway and stuff like that. So I just took it out to the alleyway and put down a drop cloth, which are super cheap at the hardware store, and now I have 1,000 of because I did so much painting in my apartment. And so I just put down the drop cloth and spray painted outside, and then waited, 20 minutes or 30, and then brought it back in to finish drying by the window. But
I'm obsessed with miniature chandeliers right now.
that's cool.
And I really want to put two in our bedroom. But chandeliers are very expensive.
Yes.
So yesterday, last night, I found like a DIY chandelier, which I think I'm actually going to attempt, which sounds really difficult, but
Wow.
that involves spray paint, and I'm really excited because I've never actually painted with spray paint ever.
I think it's really fun. It's I think it's super fun, and especially if you're doing like a cool color or something, it's like it's really a cool thing to watch. It's quick and easy, and it's all a different color really fast. It's kind of satisfying.
So can we link to your Instagram feed with all of your decorating stuff in the show notes? Yeah,
totally. I'll put that in the show notes, and also the link to the Apartment Therapy Small Cool Spaces and to both of our Pinterest boards, so everyone can check out some decorating ideas. That's another fun thing. It's like, look at Pinterest and see what you like and do stuff like that.
That so far is the extent of my like actual decorating. It's just like making boards for whatever room I'm interested in decorating.
Yeah. I think that's a great start.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's like, I don't know. It helps me. Like I was like set on this green, blue, spa green color. And I had like pinned a bunch of stuff about this with this green color for our bedroom. And then that night I got home and some woman was wearing it on TV and AJ said that he hated that color. Aww. And so I realized at that point, and he had never even seen the board. So at that point I had to like regroup and come up with a different theme, but at least like it helps me figure that out because
feel about planning decorating with another person that you live with? Like I just do it for me right now, so it's pretty easy because I'm making all the decisions, but there's two of you.
Yeah. Luckily AJ is very easygoing, so like if I am like even after he said he hated it and I had like I was laughing because I had just like decided we were doing our bedroom in that color, even then he was like, well, you can do it. And I was like, well, no, I don't want you to hate our bedroom. Like that's not acceptable. And stuff. So he's really easygoing, and I think he would rather me make the decorating decisions than be involved with it. Like, you know, we went to IKEA, and he was not having very much fun, and I was having lots of fun. So, like, he would rather just have the house decorated. But he helps me with projects. Like, he helped me put the furniture together and stuff, and it was good. So, I don't really have to learn to compromise in that way. Although we do sometimes fight about what we're putting on the walls because he has a lot of like sports memorabilia from his bachelor apartment. Yeah. And I don't want that on the walls of our house. Yeah. I don't really need to know that the Steelers won 6 or 7. I'm not sure. Super Bowls. And I don't really want the front page displayed in our house that shows that. So far we have nothing on the walls because we haven't agreed. So, I don't know. We have like a second bedroom, office, guest room, junk room. So I think maybe that stuff will go in there.
Okay.
Or something. I'm not sure. But, so that's what we're compromising on. And so far we're at a standstill.
I was watching this show on HGTV, I can't even remember what it is right now. And this couple was fighting over how to do this one room in their house. And the guy, the husband, wanted a theater room and the woman wanted it to be a playroom for the kids. And they couldn't agree. And they just both were like, well, we're just going to proceed on each of our plans. And so he like ordered a bunch of theater seats and she like moved in a bunch of toys. And they were like, just moving into the room, each of them. And I, like, don't know how they were going to resolve that. But he, for real, had, like, 10 theater seats delivered without telling her. And they were, like, in the room with all the toys.
That seems like a really terrible way to compromise.
I know. It was really funny, too. And they seemed, like, pretty well off, like, financially. And so I think they, like, he could just order all these seats and it, like, wasn't, like, a big thing to him.
Right.
Which is, like, partly why it's funny because they really could probably just continue for a while and just act on their room.
Also, in, like, 6 years, those kids are going to want that room to be a theater, so.
That's a really excellent point. You should chime in on there and they probably need a tiebreaker vote. Let them move. Yeah. I would recommend too, like breaking it up because I painted my table. Well, Michael helped me paint the table and chairs. And at the end of it, I was losing my mind because I like did a couple end tables and then the table and then the chairs, and I was like, if I have to paint one more thing, I'm gonna lose it. And so there is
Right.
one more dresser that I would like to paint eventually, but I'm like not ready yet to pick up another paintbrush.
That's
But
totally
I am
fair.
glad it's done. It just was a long, I'm so glad we did the work to do it, but yeah, I'm also ready for a break.
Well, I feel like you've been busting your butt to get things done. Well,
I feel like once I, started packing up to move, my house hasn't been clean in like 2 months or three because it was all packing and moving and then unpacking, and it's hard for me mentally to not have an orderly house.
yeah, it's hard for anyone. I mean, I just think that like that having your house in order is really important to people's generally to people's like sense of order in their heads.
I think that's a really good point. And I think it really improves the way you feel about your house, and you spend a lot of time there. And so I think, it just like really lifts your state of mind when it's the way you want it.
So we talked a lot about moving and decorating, and maybe by the next podcast I'll have committed to actually producing something decorating.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
I will. Do you want to go into the lightning round of our podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really excited about this part.
Okay.
What was your favorite outfit last week?
Okay, my favorite outfit, actually, this is an easy one because I wore a black pencil skirt and a black top to work, and I wore this floral kimono top. It's like a blousey kind of top thing, like a cover up that I got recently from a store down my street called Francesca's Collection, and that was my favorite outfit because it was like black, but this like really fun floral cover up that I wore to work.
It sounds really springy. I really like it.
Yeah, it was fun.
That does sound fun. I've started doing this new thing where this sounds so stupid. I just feel like my sense of style is so elementary, but I'm now like wearing skirts and button downs and tucking the button down in, which is like brand new for me.
Oh, how's it
And I
going
think
for
it's
you?
because I like it a lot. It makes me feel really professional.
Good.
I think I wasn't doing that before because I wasn't really comfortable with like my body size, and now that I've lost weight a little bit, I like feel better about it, but it makes me feel really professional and I really like it. So that's my new thing. Pencil
Here.
skirts and like a purple button down tucked in.
That sounds awesome. Is that your favorite outfit this week?
Yeah, I think so. I'm really excited about wearing skirts
Yes, now that it's
in the
warmer out.
springtime. Yeah. We after Memorial Day in my office, we can dress a little bit more casually, so we don't
Oh,
have to
okay.
wear tights or nylon after Memorial Day. So I'm more excited for skirts after Memorial Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay, so what are you reading right now?
I'm reading Authority by Jeff Vandermeer. It's the sequel to Annihilation, and there's another third book called Acceptance coming out in September. And it's about this like government sanction. Well, I guess this like environmental disaster happened somewhere, and it's like really crazy and may or may not be alien or sci-fi or weird, and the government's kind of like covering it up slash figuring out what it is. And so the first book was like this mission going into the area and exploring it, and then the second book, Authority, is about the government branch who's like in charge of it. So that is what I am reading.
That sounds really crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy, and I like it a lot so far. And I love that they're doing like a series of three books on a really quick schedule. So you can get into the first one, and then this one came out really soon, and then the next one's coming out in September.
How
And
refreshing. That's
yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. And the books themselves are really cool looking. Like, there's on Kindle, you can get them, but also the paperback themselves are all really interesting looking and go together and are cool. And so, but the actual story itself is also cool. And so it's kind of like I don't know, I'm into like that kind of like horror sci-fi kind of weird thing. So this one's kind of like psychological.
Have you seen, did you get an email that Joshua Ferris's new book is out?
Yes, I am really excited about that, and I'm going to
I
read
am
that
too.
next.
I need to buy it, but I am really excited. Although I have to agree with most of Goodreads that I liked his first one a lot better than his second one.
Yeah, then we came to the end with his first book, which I totally loved and was like on the edge of my seat. And then his second book that I can't remember the name of right now. I really, really liked the characters in that book. I thought they were really interesting.
Yeah, his characters were good, but I wasn't, I found the story less riveting.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah.
It was called The Unnamed.
The unnamed, you're right. Yeah. And then I think this one is Then We Rise Again at a Decent Hour, I think is what it's called. And this is like, it's like, sounds so interesting. It's like this guy, his life is stolen on the internet, but the person stealing it is like doing better at his life than he was. So it's like, that's like kind of the premise of it. So I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think Goodreads sent me an email about it, and yeah, it looks super good. I really like him. I think about Then We Came to the End a lot, like multiple times a week. I something will remind me of that book,
I like it a
and
lot. I
probably because I
also,
work in an office, but.
yeah, I just think too, that book is set in Chicago and they like work on Michigan Avenue and that's where my office is now. And so I
Oh,
think
that's
about that
cool.
sometimes when I go there. Except I think
One.
my office environment is a little bit happier than theirs is, but
Yeah, we so our my building downtown in downtown Pittsburgh is there's like a lot of different tenants in like businesses in the building, and they have this giant bouquet of flowers in the lobby, and
oh,
every
wow.
single day when I pass it, I think about when we came to the end because that was a interesting part of the book.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So we should link to that in the show notes. I'm really excited about saying show notes.
Yeah, definitely will.
Oh
And to Goodreads so people can read along with us or see what we're
yeah,
reading too.
so yeah, Goodreads is awesome. I just joined Goodreads and it's really fun to get people's updates on what they're reading. I find it really
I do
fascinating.
too. I always look at the like update. I don't look at Facebook, but I look at Goodreads
Yeah, I think it's
updates.
really cool.
I like that it tracks your books that you read. Like I can see how many books I read during the year and have like a contest with myself.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't even found that feature yet.
It is
But I
cool.
really like it. I like that it's like a list of like things I want to read, so I don't forget.
Yeah. Yes. That is cool. So, what are you cooking right now?
Right now, I'm cooking ham and bean soup.
Ooh.
It's in a slow cooker, and I don't know if there's a secret passageway from the kitchen to the bedroom, but in my apartment, I can always smell what's cooking in the kitchen in the bedroom the best. Like,
That's so funny.
obviously, when you're cooking, like the smell of food like goes throughout the house, which is awesome. But in the bedroom, it's always really, really strong, and so I can smell it right now because I'm talking from our bedroom, and it smells really good. So I'm really excited about dinner.
That sounds awesome.
I had a frozen ham, leftover ham from Easter. And so
Oh,
this is
wow.
leftover Easter ham and bean soup.
But I wish that I was having that for dinner.
What are you having for dinner?
I don't know yet. I like ordered banh mi for a late lunch, and that was pretty awesome. But I don't know what about what I'm gonna do for dinner.
Well, I bet you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I feel like.
it won't be as good as your soup, but that's okay.
It could be. It might be. Chicago is a pretty good food. I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's true. That's true.
So I'm going to introduce this game to people who might be listening to this episode, number one.
Yes, please.
When Ray and I were living in Missouri, we had a roommate named Aaron, and he would ask us Rosebud Thorn. And the idea behind it, I mean, I'm sure people know about this, but the idea behind it is you say the best part of your week, which is the rose, the worst part of your week, which is the thorn, and then what you're looking forward to next week, which is the bud. And so, Ray, what are your rose, bud, and thorn for this week?
The rose this week was That's a really good question. Well, I had a really fun time today, I guess, hanging out on the weekend and going to the movie with Michael and going to see this cool Hitchcock movie in a really fun theater. And that was a really fun date thing to do. So I think that was my rose. My thorn was a couple of days at work this week were like really rough and confusing. And so I guess Tuesday or Wednesday probably was my thorn work-wise. And then the bud is I'm really looking forward to getting my entry in for apartment therapy today or tomorrow and looking forward to seeing that posted.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And it always takes a few days, right, for it to be posted.
So
Okay.
hopefully I'll submit it today or tomorrow and then it'll be posted hopefully early next week. We'll see.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Jules, what's your rosebud thorn?
Well, my rose is similar to yours because last night AJ and I went out on a date to go see Godzilla, which was terrible. But the date was really fun, and I don't know. We were waiting to get seated in the theater, and I said something like, "Oh, a married person date." And I think it might be one of the first times we've actually like planned and gone out on a date as a married couple. So, I think we both know that we need to make that a priority and we both want to do that, but it's just hard. Like, we're pretty tired by the end of the week. But anyway, it was really, really cool. And we sat in these seats in the theater. I paid a little bit of extra money to sit in these seats in the theater that move with the movie.
So what was that like?
And yeah, okay, it was really cool. So we went to go see Godzilla, and we went to the 3D version in these moving seats. And the seats, like, if Godzilla like hit the ground, like, or stomped on the ground, it like vibrated.
Oh, wow.
Or like if a helicopter was coming onto the screen and the screen was sort of panning with the helicopter flying, the seats like leaned to like the left or the right. And there's like a control on it, and you can control the intensity. So if you hate it, you can turn it off or you can like turn it down or whatever. But I thought it was a really cool way to watch a movie. I don't think I would pay to do that every time, but definitely with like a special effects, because if there was just dialogue or if it was a quiet part of the movie, they didn't move at all, but they did move during these like really dramatic scenes. And I noticed that there were two men in front of us who were deaf, and they had little things they could hook up into the seats, and it had the captions going across this little tiny screen. And I would imagine being deaf, that would make the movie so much better to be in these seats that move. Like, I think that was super cool.
That is really
So
interesting.
yeah. So that was my very long-winded rose, but those seats, they're called D-Box seats, and I'll see if I can find some sort of like information about them to post, but they were pretty neat. I would recommend like at least trying a movie. But it was like $20 a seat, so that was like a little bit extreme. And then my thorn, well, probably AJ had surgery this week, and I just feel bad for him. Like, he's just miserable and he's in pain. And so that would probably be my thorn. It's just that, like, watching, I mean, it's obviously worse for him, but like watching someone you love like go through pain is never fun. And so that would be my thorn. Although he's doing so well, and he like obviously we went to the movies last night, and today he was like, "Do you want to play Scrabble?" And I love games and he doesn't, and so I'm really excited about Scrabble tonight. I think he's doing okay. Like, he's feeling okay. And then my bud for next week. Well, I'm really looking forward to brunch. We're hosting, AJ and I are hosting a brunch for his family, and I think there's going to be 18 people, which is a lot. So I'm really excited about it, but I'm also a little bit concerned about my stress level, but we'll just take it as it comes.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm excited. Everyone volunteered to bring something, which was nice, and I totally took them up on it. And it should be a good time, even if like it's terrible. We're having family members over, and it should be good company no matter what. So
yeah.
Yeah. So that's my Rosebud Thorn. Good lightning round. Yeah. I was excited about that. So for anyone who is listening, you can find me, Jules, Julia Panion, at ovenloveandblog.com.
And you can find Ray at raisedays.com.
And we're on Twitter. And we're on Pinterest. We'll link to that. And I want to link to your Instagram feed.
Yep.
So, yeah, come talk to us and find us.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.